Like we actually design our interview process. The first one, we're checking them out. The second one, we tell them everything to do with the job. And I tell them, if you don't know. This is Dr. Tim Yoder.
Hey, this is Dr. Tom Stamen.
And we're going to be talking about if you come into an office, one of our offices, what you see the first time.
You know, I think the hardest step for most people is going someplace unknown. It's the oh my goodness, what's going to be there? And you know what? When people walk into our office, both of our offices, first of all, we're surrounded by people that really love their job. So when you walk into the office, the first thing I think that's the most important is you're greeted with pure love and attention that we're going to take care of you.
Absolutely. Love this job and love the patients coming into it and do everything in your power to take care of them. Just don't accept the job.
Right, exactly. And you know, to me, if you don't love your job, you shouldn't be there. But you know, the funny thing is both you and I, our employees have stayed with us in a long time because it's just a great place to be. And so, you know, during your first visit, well, first of all, you're going to fill out some paperwork because we need to know a little bit more about you and just to find out, you know, how we can help you and what's your main interest for being there.
Yeah, and I know we both use computers and we have some of the highest tech offices in the area. And, you know, we really try to stay on the cutting edge. We're very current, up-to-date offices, and we do everything possible to make you feel comfortable when you come in, to make it an easy process. And like you said, when people come into a chiropractic offices, there's a big unknown. So we do everything we can to walk you through that process, show you what we're going to be doing, make you feel very, very comfortable. And I know you take care of a lot of kids. They just kind of flow right with it. You know, we almost have a kid-like mentality to where we're sharing with these people what it is that we do, and we're just making it real down to earth and easy and comfortable. And that's the biggest thing. What we do is it's common sense. It's easy to understand. So we just help people through that process.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, then the next step's going to be, you know, we're going to do our examination. We're going to have you come in. We're going to look at different things such as your posture, maybe weighting systems to see how your body's off posture. We're going to check some range of motions just to see, you know, make sure you don't have restrictions and so forth. But it may indicate some type of things like degenerative arthritis or maybe even bigger problems that are going on. We're going to assess if you have tingling in your arms. There's many neurological tests that we could do. We could go on and on and on and on about. But most importantly, we're going to be the doctor finding out and putting everything together so that we can make the best decision that you possibly could have for your health, because we want to make sure when we start working on you, we know what we're doing.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that people get surprised by or shocked by is when they come in for back pain, neck pain, or headaches, something to that nature, they find out that, you know what, we're actually interested in how's your body working. Not only how's your back feeling, or do you have headaches? Because that stuff we see all the time. That's the easy stuff. But we get into, do you have any inflammatory arthritis? Do you have breathing issues? Do you have high blood pressure or cancer? Do you have these things? And by the time we get done explaining to people what it is that we're trying to get to at the core of their problems, it's really an eye-opening experience of, you know what? My body has the potential to thrive and get over these diseases and prevent the future ones from ever happening. And so as you go through that exam process, you're going to be hit with a couple things that might shock you a little bit, some things that we're interested in that you didn't really think was going to happen.
Oh, so true, Tim. And you know, and again, just to you know, to continue on with where we go from here, both you and I have x-ray units in our offices. Yeah. And they're used quite extensively because, you know, we need to know what's going on your spine. And I can't look through your body right now, Dr. Tim.
Right.
I can't just see exactly what your spine looks like. So I would want to know exactly what's going on with it. We use different angles and we look at it for, you know, from the front, we want to make sure the body's straight. And then from the side, we want to know that your curvatures in your spine are correct. Because if they're not correct, what has been proven that over time, it actually will affect your health in negative ways. And then our objective is to recreate those curvatures and make them go back to where they need to go. So, you know, in the future, we actually re-x-ray people to make sure that they're actually changing, that things are making a difference and so on and so forth. And you made one other great point is, you know what? We give our patients wisdom to understand why they're there. We teach them what they need to do, where they need to go, how we can help them.
Yeah. So we're not just, when you come in, you don't just get a haphazard adjustment, you get a full history examination. We take all of the information, all of the testing, we take it into consideration, we figure out what you need, what you're going to do the best with, what's going to make your life that much better before we do any sort of treatment.
Yeah, and that's the key. I would not touch a person without knowing fully what I'm doing with them. This is Dr. Tom Samen.
And Dr. Tim Yoder.
Thank you so much for listening.